I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you to explore one national cemetery, the Alexandria National Cemetery in Pineville, Louisiana. National cemeteries are simple and quiet reminders of the human cost of war. They are easy to recognize. In older ones, white gravestones line up in formation. And for the more recently established, the Christian cross, Star of David, and Crescent Moon of Islam indicate religions of the lost ones. Simple inscriptions on the marble reveal name, rank, branch of service, and sometimes even the unit. World War II veterans may lie near a Civil War casualty with an unknown soldier in between. Mass graves are still a part of some of the original national cemeteries, and well-tended grass surrounds the graves of all. On a recent visit to Pineville, Louisiana, we stopped at the small Alexandria National Cemetery, established in 1867. And one of the earlier cemeteries built for burial of Union War soldiers who died in the region. Despite occasional wars and skirmishes after the establishment of the United States, no need for mass burials arose until the horrible losses in the Civil War. In 1862, Congress recognized the numbers of dead just from the North were so large that sites needed to be dedicated to individual and group burials. The act gave Congress the ability to buy sufficient land to bury those who died, quote, in the service of their country, end quote. For war history buffs, national cemeteries are a travel destination. They reflect the growth of the United States and hold valuable information. The Alexandria National Cemetery is no exception. As irritating as it must have been to locals, the 8.2 acres for the cemetery were appropriated by the national government. The government was later ordered to pay $1,200 for the land. Once established, though, Union soldiers buried in surrounding towns were reinterred here. Nearby Fort Jessup was established to protect the western border of the United States with Texas. After 1846, this was no longer necessary, although some modern-day Louisiana residents might think otherwise. The fort closed, and 25 unknown soldier remains were transferred to Alexandria. The last soldier killed in the Civil War was William J. Williams, who is also buried at Alexandria. The Battle of Palmito Ranch took place at the border of Texas and Mexico 1 month after the official end of the war. Mr. Williams' 34th Indiana Regiment fought unsuccessfully with two Buffalo Soldier regiments against the remaining Confederate soldiers. When Fort Brown, near Brownsville, Texas, was closed in 1909, the remains of Mr. Williams and 1,537 other Union soldiers were reinterred at the Alexandria Cemetery. He once again joined the ranks of 57 Buffalo soldiers, also buried there. Each national cemetery has its own stories. In Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, graves of famous politicians attract the biggest crowds. I have often passed by the beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico National Cemetery on the edge of its downtown without realizing that Indian scouts were buried there with veterans from all our wars. In Tunis, Tunisia, I visited the North African American Cemetery, filled in the same symmetrical style with graves of 2,581 World War II soldiers who died in the Africa campaign of Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia. Honor is also given to the 3,700 missing whose names are inscribed on a wall. It was sobering to witness the reach of our soldiers in World War II and the price they paid. Abraham Lincoln acknowledged that price in Gettysburg on November 19, just over 150 years ago, dedicating part of the Gettysburg battleground to a cemetery. His three-minute Gettysburg Address, delivered after 2 hours of speaking by Edward Everett, called the battlefield a resting place, final resting place, for those who had consecrated the land by the loss of their lives. It was no surprise then that the full Gettysburg Address was engraved on a black and silver, 5-foot-tall cast iron tablet in the center of the Alexandria Cemetery, part of a campaign to have the famous words in all American national cemeteries. After reading the address amongst those who had died that our nation might live, I lowered my head in appreciation, even as I was saddened by the need for such losses. National cemeteries are our sobering memorials, filled with stories, reflecting our history, ensuring we will never forget.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at ketr.org. Click support this station.